And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I hope you're enjoying the lovely music to begin today's program. I used to have some more exciting music, but I like this one because it's very calming. And it's appropriate, I think, for my message, which is a bit more sober. You see, life has always been tough. The whole human race fell away from God a long time ago, and ever since then, it's been a lot of suffering. And we all have like a death sentence hanging over our head, don't we? We all have a death sentence hanging over our head. Now, it wasn't supposed to be that way a long time ago. It was not supposed to be that way. Adam was supposed to live forever, and so was Eve. But Adam fell away from God. He wanted to be his own God, which is what we want to do today. If you go around today, so I heard on the radio this morning someone said, you know, everybody lives as if God didn't exist. Everywhere you go, you know, nothing about God, hardly. God, it's like God wasn't even there. And people lived that way, and no wonder they suffer and die. See? So, for some people yearn for something more. Some people yearn for what they once had a little taste of when they were little tiny children. See, you were closer to heaven when you were a little child. You loved your mommy and daddy, and you loved what was good, and you knew there was something evil, and you didn't like it. It was scary. You saw it in scary movies and read it in scary books, and you knew there was good, okay, and you loved what was good, and you loved your puppy, and you loved your cat, and your friends, and had a lot of love, okay? And you every day was a joyous discovery of adventure. You loved all the things, the butterflies and the pebbles and the beautiful leaves and flowers and the wonderful things that you saw in this world that God created. But something went wrong. As the years went by, you fell away from that bright consciousness that you once had. And years later, you can have a person who is mean, selfish, phony. Yeah, mean, selfish, phony, greedy. Hateful, resentful, judgmental. See? You can have people like that. Years later, there they are. Hateful, judgmental, mean. Doing bad things and then acting like they didn't do anything bad. Being phony and then acting like they're not phony and trying to blame you. See, people can be so cruel and so wicked. They themselves do something wrong and then they blame you for it. See? And you have rotten parents. Rotten parents, rotten dads who aren't there for their kids. See, rotten moms who are bossy and willful and hate their husband and take it out on the kids. See, rotten mothers who always want to be right and never wrong. See? That's right. And failing dad, weak dads, dads who are weak and walk around and say yes, dear, and no, dear, walk around on eggshells, never stand for anything. They're just weak. They're not become nothings. Gradually, they become more and more nothing. Then you have violent men and violent women. See? And then you have the false love of the world. The false love of the world, which takes many forms. See? Praise. It takes the form of praise, of challenges. Or you can tell them you can be great through education. You can be powerful. You can be rich. You can be famous through education or through some media type of a deal, right? Where you become, a singer or something like that. Not that there's anything wrong with singing, but the point is they pump you up and tell you how you can be great and glorious and be worshipped and admired. See? By having a certain type of shoes or clothes or a certain car or money or something or other. And they tell you that education is the answer. Over and over again they say, well, knowledge is the answer. You got to study, 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 and then you got to go to school, school, school. Then you got to learn more knowledge. And then when you get sick, when you start to get sick and ill and have issues and have cancer and high blood pressure and diabetes and fibromyalgia and arthritis and Alzheimer's and all these issues, well, they say knowledge. Knowledge is the answer. More knowledge, more drugs, more meds, more knowledge. See? More technology.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm describing the principle. See, I'm talking about how we fell away from what we once had when we were little children, and we somehow became phony and resentful and judgmental. And part of the way that we began to fall away, well, there are several steps. First of all, you resented your parents. You hated your dad for not being there for you. You hate your mom for being witchy and bitchy. You hate your older brother for being mean. You hate your older sister for being like your mom. See, you hated other kids for their cruelty and the bullies at school, and you hated teachers for pressuring you, and the coaches, and you hated molesters who did something to you, and see, you hated kids that stole things from you, and so you became full of a lot of hate, a lot of judgment, okay? And then, so as soon as you become full of hate, see, then you lose your touch with the heavenly realm, which you once tasted a little bit of when you were a little child. You fell away. You fall away from true creativity. You fall away from joy. You fall away from love. You fall away from innocence. You fall away from all those things. And then you have to compensate. So you don't have creativity, you compensate with knowledge. See, a few people get through. Someone like a Steve Jobs or someone like an Albert Einstein, somehow he hung on to his innocence. You can see Albert Einstein riding his there he is riding his bicycle around. There's this cool old guy with without socks on and with wild, you know, gray hair. And there he is riding his bicycle. See, he kept some of his innocence. See, he wasn't ruined by school. He succeeded in spite of school. See, a lot of his teachers hated him because he was different. See, he sat in the back like Alfred E. Newman and said, "What, me worry?" with a little smile on his face. So they hated him for that. They hated him. See. But despite the cruelty of the system and the teachers who hated him, he succeeded anyway. He hung on to his innocence. See, so he kept his creativity, his intuitive insights. Okay? And you have some people that never become resentful. They become hardly resentful at all, see? They hang on to their sweetness. You see some people that have a really good nature. Really, really good nature. They're just sweet. And despite the suffering, despite the cruelty, despite the prejudice or the whatever it is that they encountered, see, they didn't let it get to them, and so they hang on to that sweetness. But most of us, we lose it. We resent our parents, see, and then we lust after the world. We see other kids. We see some guy that has a good-looking girlfriend, and we lust after her. We see some one of our schoolmates that has a good-looking boyfriend, see, so we lust after him and we are jealous of her, see? So we lust after the things of the world. Some kids have a lot of things, nice shoes or nice clothes or something, and so we resent them, and we are jealous of them, and we want that too. And then we want to be popular. See, so the more you're full of hate as a kid, the more you resent your mom and dad. See, who failed you? See, maybe they failed you. They weren't perfect. Maybe they weren't so bad. Maybe your mom and dad weren't so bad. Maybe they were rotten. But either way, if you hadn't resented them, you would have been okay. But instead, you resented them and resented other people. So you fell away from love, so you didn't have love. So then you didn't have true creativity, so you had to compensate with knowledge. Street knowledge, school knowledge, study, see? And you fell away from love, so you didn't have love, so you looked to the world for love. Okay, so you looked out in the world to boyfriends and girlfriends, and what did you get? All you got was a venereal disease and STDs and what? Broken heart. You were used. Instead of finding love, you found use and abuse. See, you didn't find love. And you looked to the peer group. So whatever the rotten kids were, they themselves came from rotten homes. They resented their parents. See? And so what did they do? Well, they drank and smoked. They drank alcohol and smoked marijuana and partied and had sex and all that. And you wanted to be popular. You didn't have love anymore. You lost your identity, your inner ground of being from which you could have flowered to become a Madame Curie or an Einstein or, see, a Mozart, somebody. Instead, you became nothing, so you compensated. You took on identity from outside. And you looked to the outside to support what you were becoming, which was a big nothing. So you became totally compensated, you know, with big muscles or with knowledge, with degrees, with money, with a job. And see? Or maybe you didn't compensate and you just looked for pleasure out there. See? You looked for pleasure to fill the emptiness inside. The emptiness that came from falling away from God. See, who you were close to when you were a little child. And how did you fall away? Remember I told you, it's because you were resentful. See, and then you wanted the things of the world to fill the emptiness. So then maybe you just look for pleasure. So you look to drugs. See, but that's the false love of the world. So do the educators really love you? Do the drugs love you? Do the meds love you? See, does the heroin love you? Do the benzodiazepines, do they love you? How about the opioids, do they love you? See, so you have the love of the world, opioids, benzodiazepines, antidepressants, Prozac, alcohol, beer, see, the love of the world, sex, see, it's not true love, see? All right, so the answer then is what? To stop resenting other people, don't resent other people, and start finding your way back to God again. That's the journey you must make. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. Life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good if you could just let go of the resentment, and if you could start to find your way back to what you know in your heart is right. Remember the beautiful story, The Wizard of Oz? Did you ever see The Wizard of Oz, especially the original one, you know, with, who was a famous, Judy Garland, and remember the Tin Man, and and the Cowardly Lion, and the Scarecrow. Remember? Oh, it was so sweet. Well, Dorothy lived in Kansas, and she went on this great adventure in the Land of Oz. But eventually she realized, exciting as it was, and all the friends and all the excitement and everything like that, she wanted to go back home again, back to her Aunt Em, and back to her little puppy with her back home again to where she lived in Kansas, see? Well, it's a very, very sweet story, and there's a lot of truth. There's a lot of truth and a lot of philosophy in it. We all need to find our way back home again. What is our home? Your home is the inner space, what you once knew when you were a little child. See, that's what you once knew. See, so you have to refine that, get back in touch with it again, and then begin to grow as the real person, that your real person. See, not the phony you that you become. You become a phony. See, a nothing. See, either a big compensated, like the Wizard of Oz, you know, behind the curtain. I'm the great Wizard of Oz. But he was just this little phony guy. We don't want to be a phony gal, do you? What you are, the last moment of your life when you take your last breath, that's the sum total of what you are. Okay? So the sum total of what you are right now, undoubtedly, is just this. You're just a nothing with compensations, and they all fall away. All the compensations fall away. And then you're just this nothing. Maybe even a nothing, a hateful nothing, an angry nothing, a judgmental nothing. See? With an unholy spirit that has also come to guide you along the way. See? Not good. Definitely not good. We don't want that to happen. So you've got to refine what you know in your heart and start to grow from it. Start to live properly from now on, okay? Which is actually quite easy. Just a few basic things you need to do. Now, having said that, how do you refine that inner ground of good? Okay, well, it's right. You have it. You still have it. You know what it is? It's your intuition. See? You should read the chapters in my book. I wrote a beautiful book called A Weekend with Einstein and Augustine. A Weekend with Einstein and Augustine. And I talk about Einstein's intuition and about Augustine's intuition. And I said that Einstein was sure when he was right. See, he knew some things way ahead. And everybody doubted him and they didn't believe him. And sometimes it took years before what he found was validated and proven. But he knew all along. He never doubted it. See, except one thing, the cosmological constant, he doubted himself on that one, which he never should have, because he was a lot closer to truth than he realized. But see, he realized things, and then he realized things coming from his intuition. It was a gift from God, actually. I was reading a book called The Man Who Changed Everything. It's about James Clerk Maxwell. James Clerk Maxwell, does anybody know who he is? No, nobody knows. See, you don't know anything. See, all that education, if your education really was an excellent education where you really, really knew something, even that would be, that wouldn't be as good as having your intuition than being close to God, but at least you'd have something. But most people today don't have anything. Come out of class, they don't know anything. So who's James Clerk Maxwell? Well, he came up with what are called Maxwell's equations. You know, Gauss's law of electricity, Gauss's law of magnetism, Faraday's law, and Ampere's law, with his displacement current added, Maxwell's displacement current. But anyway, Maxwell said, I was reading the book, it's called The Man Who Changed Everything. Fantastic book. It's kind of like his autobiography, his biography, but it says that he felt like when he was discovering things, it was like somebody was discovering it through him. It wasn't even really him. See? Well, now what happens is when you go out in the world, you say a lot of cruel things and mean things and you do dumb things and it's all hypnosis and all coming from outside. But a person who's closer to his intuition, someone like a Maxwell, James Clerk Maxwell, or a Steve Jobs, or an Albert Einstein, see, or a Paul, or a Moses, or a David, see, or a Jeremiah, see, well, they're coming from within. It flows from within. See? So they express the love. They express the wisdom. They express the patience, the understanding, the creativity, all these wonderful things. They then express what they know in their heart. But your problem is you don't express what you know in your heart. You don't even know it anymore because now it's become conscience. You've lost touch with your intuition. Now it feels like conscience. But here's the beautiful thing I want you to realize. You still have your intuition. You still have that inner place that you could get close to it and start flowing from it. See? Then you could once again, see, begin to live life properly. Your whole life could change for the better in a very short amount of time if you could refine your inner ground of good, which now feels like conscience or anxiety. Okay? It only feels like conscience because you've strayed from it. If you become friends with your conscience, then it'll be intuition again, then you'll be like a little child. But this time you'll be like a little child, see, but with advanced, well, I was going to say knowledge, but with advanced intuition that will help you become a mature person. You can become like a Paul, see, or an Einstein, somebody really cool and nice and not phony anymore. Okay, so you need to get my meditation. That way you can refine your intuition, learn to become friends with it. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. So right now, undoubtedly, your life's not so good, and undoubtedly you have relationship issues. Do you know why? There's a couple of reasons. First of all, you don't know what love is. You do not know what love is. You've been totally miseducated about love. You think it's sex and being nice and, putting love notes on the refrigerator. That's not what love is. You men, you think it's being nice and saying yes, dear, and no, dear. No, that's not what love is. No, it's not. What is love? See, you don't know. You've got to find, that's why you got to get my meditation. Get close to your intuition so you can start to see see principles and then apply them in your life. So you don't have any love. So no wonder your relationship with your kids is not so good. Because you say everything, you don't say it right. You either say it too weak or too harsh. Or your timing is off. Your timing is because you're impatient. Your timing is because you want to get rid of the kids so you can go back to your texting again or your ball game or whatever. See, timing is always wrong. Or you let anger build up, you become angry, which you shouldn't become angry in the first place. You become angry, a little kid spills a little milk, some little innocent thing, and then you become angry. Then the anger builds up, and then you dump all over the kid, so there's anger. Okay, so the timing is wrong, there's no love, it's just impatience and anger, see? So no wonder, see? And then with your spouse, there's no love there, and you don't know what a woman really needs or what a man really needs. See, you don't know. And you husbands, you men, you're weak. You don't stand for anything. See, you worship your wife instead of God. So no wonder your marriage fails and things are not good. See, relationship with your kids is not so good. Okay. So you need to establish order in your life. a heavenly order instead of hell. All around you, you see hell. What do you see out there? You see hell, chaos, violence, confusion. See, even, and it becomes written into people's health. You see confusion in their body. See, you see, confusion and disorder in their body and in their mind. People have mental health issues and physical issues. And where is the peace? Where is the love? And where is the love when your body, when your body starts to have problems? Do you have love for your body, or do you become angry and try to force it to get better and use chemicals on it? See? You've got to have love again. You've got to find love. You've got to find love. Love for yourself and love for others. Love from the peace of God and the peace from God. The love of God, the love from God. You must find it. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Did you hear the little announcement I talked about the meditation? Yes, you really need to get it. I have a new 5-minute meditation. Yeah. Oh, incidentally, do you have brain fog or issues with internet addiction or you're texting too much? Then I have a new meditation just for that. Some of my meditations are actually free. The classic meditation is only $10. Suggest a donation of $10 to get 3 books with it. You can't beat it. So you better start checking out my resources so you can start to get better again. My name is Roland. Visit me at commonsensecounseling.org. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Until next time, Lord willing and a cold rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.